Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says MSME sector fosters entrepreneurship and drive economic transformation at the grassroots level. People throng the world-famous annual Rath Yatra in Puri. Holy chariots reach midway to Gundicha Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on Five Nation official visit from the 2nd of next month. India exports indigenous advanced diesel locomotives with modern facilities to Mozambique. In Pakistan, 18 people swept away in flash floods in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda wins Uzbekistan Masters title in Tashkent. President Draupadi Murmu has said that micro, small and medium enterprises form the backbone of both the Indian and global economy. By fostering entrepreneurship, generating employment and promoting inclusive development, MSMEs continue to drive economic transformation at the grassroots level. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi today, the president said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country.
सूक्ष्म लघु और मध्यम उद्यम न केवल देश के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देते हैं बल्कि वे जमीनी स्तर पर नवाचार को भी बढ़ावा देते हैं ये उद्यम रोजगार सृजन के साथ साथ सामाजिक समावेश को भी सफल प्रदान करते हैं एक अनुमान के अनुसार एमएसएमई क्षेत्र भारत के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में लगभग 30% विनिर्माण क्षेत्र में 36% और निर्यात में 45% का योगदान रहा है
In Odisha, about 10 lakh devotees today gathered in Puri to catch a glimpse of the deities on the chariots during the annual world-famous Rath Yatra. This is the only time of year when devotees see Lord Jagannath leaving the Puri Jagannath Temple with his brother Balram and sister Subhadra. Three majestically decorated chariots carrying idols of the deities were pulled this afternoon from Puri Jagannath Temple along the 3-kilometer stretch of the Grand Road for 9-day journey to their aunt's residence, Gundicha Temple.
Despite all efforts, the three chariots were halted on their way to Sri Gundicha Temple as they did not reach their destination before sunset. The pulling of the chariots will resume tomorrow morning. The deities will remain at Gundicha Temple before returning during the Bahuda Jatra on 5th July. Devotees from all walks of life have been flocking to the town since yesterday to catch a glimpse of the presiding deities of 12th century scene of Sri Jagannath. Besides India, this festival attracts a large number of international tourists to Puri. S.N. Patnaik for Akashvani News.
कदाचित कालिंदी तट विपिन संगीत तरलो
The 148th Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath was held traditionally in Ahmedabad today. Home Minister Amit Shah participated in the Mangal Aarti early in the morning, followed by Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel performing the Pahind Vidhi and flagging of three chariots. We have a report.
This year's Rath Yatra marked a first with the Gujarat police giving Lord Jagannath a guard of honor at the procession's commencement. During the Rath Yatra, some Gujarats became uncontrollable and were subsequently retired from the event. As the three chariots reached Saraspur in the afternoon, they rested for a while before being sent off to their respective temples. The Rath Yatra also featured youths showcasing various fests in the different arenas. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel monitored the Rath Yatra's movement and management in the Ahmedabad city through a live broadcast on the video wall at his residence. He received detailed updates on the Rath Yatra route, location, police monitoring, using artificial intelligence and drone technology and security arrangements. Harshal Pandya, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to all citizens on the auspicious occasion of the sacred Rath Yatra in Puri, Odisha.
आज जगत की नाथ जगन्नाथ का रथ यात्रा है जगन्नाथ हम सबको सुख शांति दे इसीलिए आप सबको बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं देती हूँ और सबको मैं कहती हूँ कि सब उसी ध्वनि से बोले कि जगन्नाथ के कर्ण तक ये आवाज पहुँचे जय जगन्नाथ
Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended his greetings to all citizens on the sacred occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an 8-day official visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil, Namibia in the next month. The Prime Minister will visit Ghana from the 2nd to the 3rd of next month. This will be the Prime Minister's first ever bilateral visit to Ghana. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold talks with the President of Ghana. Both the nations will review the strong bilateral partnership and discuss further avenues to enhance economic, energy and defence collaboration and development cooperation partnership. In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will pay an official visit to Trinidad and Tobago from the 3rd to the 4th of July. The Prime Minister will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar. In the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Argentina from the 4th to 5th of July. The Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral talks with President Milei. Both the leaders will review ongoing cooperation and discuss ways to further enhance India-Argentina partnership in key areas including defence, agriculture, mining, oil and gas, renewable energy, trade and investment. The Prime Minister will travel to Brazil from the 5th to 8th of July to attend the 17th BRICS Summit 2025. This will be the Prime Minister's fourth visit to Brazil. The 17th BRICS Leaders Summit will be held in Rio de Janeiro. During the summit, the Prime Minister will exchange views on key global issues, including peace and security, strengthening multilateralism, responsible use of artificial intelligence, climate action, global health, economic and financial matters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the last 11 years have been truly historic for the development of Odisha's railway infrastructure. Sharing an article written by Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Mr. Modi said Bharatiya rail travel has been eased especially for pilgrims to the holy city of Jagannath Puri. In his article, Mr. Vaishnav stated that Odisha's railway budget allocation has seen 12 times jump to over 10,500 crore rupees in the current financial year. Since 2014, over 2,000 kilometres of new tracks have been laid in Odisha, which is more than the entire rail network of Malaysia. He said 59 Amrit stations have been developed in the state. India has rejected the ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishan Ganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects situated in the Indian Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The Ministry said India has never recognised the legal validity of this Court of Arbitration, terming its constitution a serious breach of the Indus Waters Treaty. It said any proceedings before this forum and any decision taken by it is illegal. The Ministry said Indus Waters Treaty has been placed in abeyance by the country after the Pahalgam terrorist attack. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India is exporting 10 diesel electric locomotives of 3,300 horsepower to Mozambique. These locomotives, manufactured by Banaras Locomotive Works, are not only technologically advanced but also have several special facilities for the driver. This includes aesthetic cab design, toilet facilities and refrigerator. These features not only ensure driver comfort but also reflect the quality of the workplace in accordance with international standards. Talking to Akashvani News Executive Director, Information and Publicity of the Railway Board, Dilip Kumar, said out of these 10 locomotives, 2 locomotives have been successfully delivered to Mozambique this month, while the remaining 8 locomotives are scheduled to be delivered by the end of this year.
Varanasi mein sthit railway karkhana ko Mozambique se 10 locomotive ke niryat ka order prapt hua hai aur usi ke tahat 2 locomotive already June mahine mein wahan bheja ja chuka hai. Iski capacity jo hai woh 3300 horsepower ki hai aur jo baki 8 locomotive hain woh December 2025 tak wahan bheje jayenge.
As part of its liquidity management operations, the Reserve Bank of India RBI conducted a 7-day variable rate reverse repo VRR auction to absorb excess liquidity from the banking system. Out of the 1 lakh crore rupees notified amount, the central bank received and accepted bids worth 84,975 crore rupees from participating banks and financial institutions. Talking exclusively to Akashvani, economic expert Puneet Jain said it's a good step for long-term economic growth.
The whole idea of doing this was to control liquidity, a surplus liquidity in the banking system, so that the threat to inflation is not there. Usually, if banking system has surplus liquidity, then it leads to threat of a higher inflation or more consumption. And in the last few weeks, in fact, months, RBI has been supporting growth through infusion of liquidity in the banking system, which was raised about 3-4 lakh crore rupees. But now RBI is conducting these auctions to control liquidity. I think it's a good step for long-term growth.
Country's agriculture and allied sectors have witnessed a remarkable 225% rise in gross value added at current prices, growing from 1,502,000 crore rupees in 2011-12 to 4,878,000 crore rupees in 2023-24, according to the National Statistics Office. The gross value of output at constant prices also rose 55% to 2,949,000 crore rupees. In Pakistan, at least 18 members of a family drowned in flash floods in the perennial river Swat in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province today. The family was part of a tourist group visiting the region and was trapped in the rising waters caused by heavy rains upstream. The bodies of 7 persons have been recovered. A large-scale search operation is underway to trace the missing persons. Pakistan is facing another intense monsoon season, making efforts to manage potential disasters. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda won the second edition of the Uzbekistan Masters Cup in Tashkent today. With this title victory, the 19-year-old not only clinched the prestigious international tournament, but also became the number one ranked Indian chess player in the live classical FIDE ratings for the first time in his career. Pragyananda secured this feat by defeating Uzbekistan's Nodirbek Abdusattarov with the black pieces in the final round of the tournament. His win brought him level on points with Uzbek GM Abdusattarov and Yevokir Sindarov. As a result, the title was decided through tie-break blitz games, where Pragyananda showcased exceptional composure and skill to emerge victorious. Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed his joy over India being designated as a host country for the 2029 World Police and Fire Games. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that it is a moment of great pride for every citizen. He remarked that India winning the prestigious bid to host the event is a global recognition of its sprawling sports infrastructure. The Home Minister added that Ahmedabad being selected as a venue for the event, which brings together police, fire and disaster services to compete in more than 50 sports, is a testament to the city's rising stature as a sporting destination. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session on a positive note, rising for the fourth consecutive day. Both the indices closed with modest gains of over 0.3% amid positive global cues. The broader market indices of the BSE also closed up. The mid-cap index added almost 0.4% and small-cap index rose over 0.5%. IMD has issued a forecast of rain in Uttarakhand till July 1st. The department has issued an orange alert for rain in Bageshwar today, while a yellow alert has been issued in some places in Dehradun and Nainital. The situation will be seen tomorrow as well. Due to heavy rains last night in Rudraprayag district, the block road near Sonprayag shuttle bridge and Moonkotia have been temporarily opened for pedestrian traffic. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says MSME sector fosters entrepreneurship and drive economic transformation at the grassroots level. People throng the world-famous annual Rath Yatra in Puri. Holy chariots reach midway to Gundicha Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on five-nation official visit from 2nd of next month. India exports indigenous advanced diesel locomotives with modern facilities to Mozambique. In Pakistan, 18 people swept away in flash floods in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda wins Uzbekistan Masters title in Tashkent. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.